Well, I want to ask you how you're feeling. You know, this is a change for you. You've been in France more recently and guest conducting around the world, and now music director of our Phoenix Symphony.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm super excited, as you can imagine. It's a big step. It's the first music directorship of an American orchestra, and a prominent one at that. I got to tell you, I'm ecstatic.
When you've been here these last two times, you've kind of taken the orchestra out for a test drive with Stravinsky, Shostakovich, Ravel, Barber, and then more romantic, Robert Schumann. Give me your sense of where the orchestra is as you take over the reins.
It's at a very high level. I mean, you hear them, and they're there, and it's just a matter of just continuing that. I mean, there's always improvements to make, no matter where you are, whether you're in Berlin, whether you're in Cleveland, whether you're in Phoenix, or anywhere.
You've been involved in education everywhere you've been, but let people know a little bit more about your background where young people and new audience are concerned.
As a fairly young person myself, and somebody who was affected by the fruits of those opportunities that were available to me, I firmly believe that the lack of education in the schools is probably the biggest detriment to our profession, our art form, to the culture of the society. I mean, all of those things. I really think that you know, not having that as part of your diet from the beginning, it makes it difficult down the line to really get into it, because I mean, it can be an acquired taste, and for me, at being a product of public school, I owe everything to that. And if it's not there, you know, then that's for me, it's heartbreaking. I mean, I'm looking forward to spending time actually trying to find opportunities to really do that and engage young people.
Recently, you've been in France. You've also been on the staff with Cincinnati and Cleveland. Are you going to be in Phoenix exclusively?
I'll still be guest conducting as I normally do. I mean, that's just sort of part of the career, and I think it's important also, not only for me personally, but I think for the orchestra as well, because to have somebody out there representing Phoenix to all over the world, I think it can only do good things for the city and for the orchestra. So that won't change. I mean, I will still have an active guest conducting calendar. But as far as music directorships here in the States, yes, Phoenix will be my only music directorship.
When you look at this orchestra, you have the players you and I have talked about, but we also have a board here and a president who's been doing, in our minds, some great things in building bridges that
yes.
were kind of torn down with
Absolutely.
The orchestra, the community. And so Jim Ward and the board here, are you looking forward to that collaboration?
I can't wait. And that, for me, that was one of the biggest selling points for me, aside from the artistic level of the musicians and of the orchestra itself, is just that relationship that the musicians have with the administration, and the relationships that are being built, as you say, very strongly. And it's been a really great thing for me to see. I mean, in the end, you know, we want to make it so that our musicians can do their job.
I got to mention, too, you start on the podium as music director. You will have just turned 31. You're a young guy. How exciting.
I suppose so, yeah. It feels good.
Well, I tell you, I've been following maestros here since I was about 6 years old. And we've been through some great ones, and we've been through some strange times. But I am so looking forward to this. You're such an ambassador for music and humanity, and a lot of us are very excited, Tito. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I share that excitement wholeheartedly. I can't wait, and I only expect good things to come out of this relationship with the orchestra.